Hello, boys and girls, and welcome back to Chia Pets Audio Stories. I'm Mrs. Chia, and today I'm going to share with you a story called Diary of a Fly by Doreen Cronin. We're going to hear about the day-to-day life of a fly. So find your comfy spot, curl up, and enjoy. June 7th. Tomorrow is the first day of school. I'm so nervous. What if I'm the only one who eats regurgitated food? June 8th. Great news! Everyone eats regurgitated food! June 10th. Things they teach you in flight class. We are the most accomplished flyers on the planet. Our average speed is 4.5 miles per hour. Leap backward when taking off. Things they should teach you in flight class. Always have a flight plan. June 12th. My parents left us with a babysitter last night. When they got home, 87 of us were stuck to a strip of fly paper. Mom says we're a lot easier to watch before we grew heads. June 14th. Today, we practiced landing on moving targets. I'm standing on her head right now. In the picture, there's a group of kids in the swings, and she's standing on one of their kids' heads. June 15th. My school picture came out terrible. Mom says next time I better have all my eyes looking in the same direction. June 17th. My first science assignment is to use my five senses to observe something creepy. I chose a first grader. Disgusting. Five senses observation by fly. See, will not fit in a jar. Feels sticky. Smells not so good. Hear annoying slurping sound. Taste not so bad. June 18. Worm and spider came over today. We used a magnifying glass to take a really good look at ourselves. Yogurt, ice cream, root beer, dirt, no idea, egg, gnat juice, dust with milk, cabbage, orange peel, more dirt, still more dirt. Man, we are filthy. July 2nd. I am making an All About Me book for my mom. All About Me by Fly. My life day one, first day as an egg. Me. Day five, first day as a maggot. Day seven, first day with a head. Day 10, first day of school. July 13th. I asked my mom why I can't have my own room like Worm. Because you have 327 brothers and sisters, that's why. I told her we could put half of them into the garage to save space. I'm having a timeout in the garage right now. July 14th. Spider's grandfather is so smart. He taught me flies were a very important part of the food chain. Very cool.
You are very important.
Worm, July 15th. Worm sat me down and explained the food chain. That is so not cool. July 16th. The babysitter came back last night. She brought a frog. When Mom and Dad got home, we were all exactly where we were when they left. July 21st. Why I would make a good superhero. I have the most powerful flight muscles on the planet. I can land upside down. I can see in all directions at once. I see you, Spider. He's standing behind her making funny face. Spider said, superheroes bend steel with their bare hands. You eat horse manure with your feet. I never thought about it that way. July 22nd. Today, I learned that flies beat their wings 200 times per second. No wonder I keep falling asleep in math. July 23rd. I visited my Aunt Rita today. She's been trapped on the wrong side of a screen for a week. My word, how you've grown, dear! August 1st. I just know I would make an excellent superhero. I have 4,000 lenses in each eye. I can walk on walls. I can change directions in flight faster than the blink of a human eye. Spider said, superheroes save the world from outer space villains. Your brain is the size of a sesame seed. I never thought about it that way. August 2nd. Today, I told Worm and Spider that I could never be a superhero like I wanted. Worm looked me right in the eyes and said, the world needs all kinds of heroes. Spider said, I never thought about it that way. Neither did I. The end. Well, boys and girls, I hope you enjoyed that fun little story, Diary of a Fly. If you get a chance to take out the book at the library or see it at a bookstore, it's got some great illustrations to go with this story. Some adds to the story, adds to the humor of the story. Well, I hope you're enjoying our podcast, and I hope that you're going to send me your requests at chiapetsaudiostories@gmail.com or on any of the social media platforms. And I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, my friends, stay safe and God bless you.